one is all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly?
Aloha, I am your host, May Leilani, and this is the Universal Spiritual Connection. Mahalo to all the listeners of Pal Talk and BBSRadio.com. Our call-in numbers are toll-free, USA 888-228-4494, Canada 877-489-6350. Our direct lines, same area code, 530-776-5154 or 776-5185 and 876-9916. Welcome back to all my listeners. You know, it's really interesting. I haven't taken a vacation in over 3 years. And every day did not go by where I did not think about each and every one of you. And I'd like to share with each of you for just one moment that I sent you all divine love and that your lives were filled with family and that your heart's desires would be fulfilled in 2008. Is going to be an incredibly powerful, powerful year for each and every one of you worldwide. It is good to be back once again with each and every one of you. I have missed you all very dearly, and I trust that you had a great, great holiday, and you embraced 2008 with all the love in your hearts. It's really exciting for us tonight because I have not only a dear sister, but a spiritual sister and a dear friend that will assist us tonight in launching off the very first show for 2008 this evening. And I'm so excited that she said yes, that she would come back to be of divine service to each and every one of you. You'll want to definitely take down these call-in numbers because our guest for this evening, Elizabeth Rose, will be blessing each and every one of you with divine messages personally designed for you for 2008. And before I introduce our guest for this evening, please allow me to give you once again those call-in numbers. For the USA, 888-228-4494, Canada, 877-489-6350, our direct lines, same area code, 530-776-5154 or 776-5185 and 876-9916. Now, I have to say, I have a very, very beautiful spirit that is with us this evening. I've really gotten to know this young lady's heart, and one of the purest things that I realized very quickly as I learned more about my divine sister that is with us tonight is her dedication and her love to each and every one of us. She is so true and anchored in her solid foundation of being of service to everyone, and it is truly an honor for me to be with her tonight. And I'm going to allow her to share her wonderful gifts with each and every one of you this evening. So please, let's all give our guest this evening a warm welcome to the show. Welcome, Elizabeth Rose.
Hi there. It's nice to be here and see everybody.
Yes, it is. I'm so excited and wow, can you believe it? 2008 is here already.
I know. Who would have thought? Here it is. My goodness. And you know, it seemed like last year just began.
I know. But before we get started on giving messages to all our listeners this evening, I'd love for you to share a lot more about yourself with all our listeners tonight.
Okay. Let's see. What about me? I'm clairaudient. I'm clairsentient. I have clairvoyancy. My strongest is that I feel people. I feel things very, very quickly about people. I love being able to help others when I can and give them the guidance. And I get so much in return.
We do, don't we? You know what's really wonderful as well is that there's no greater joy than to be of service. And one of the wonderful things that I have learned, quality within yourself, is your integrity and your responsibility and accountability as a reader to all the people that seek your guidance. And that's very refreshing.
I've been reading for several years, and I'm very blessed to have people who come to me and want to have my guidance. And like I said, I get so much back from it. I don't think most of us understand what we do get back. Everything is energy and vibrations, and certainly I understand what that means, and I get that back, and I give to everybody else, and they feel our energy, you and mine, Leilani. We both know how we share our love with everybody. It's unconditional love.
Yes, absolutely. And that's absolutely right. It's not conditioned, but it's unconditional. Well, you also do healing work as well. Share with us a little bit about your healing work as well.
I feel like 2008... it's going to be such a wonderful year for so many people. It's been like a wave building. And when this wave is being built, it's just coming in a little bit more and a little bit more. And as it comes in, it grows with intensity. And that's the way this year has came in.
You know, it's really interesting that you have said that because, you know, what the Masters have shared with me as well is this is going to be a very powerful and rewarding year for all of us worldwide. And, you know, jobs well done for 2007. I know that a lot of us had our own personal challenges. We were being asked and required to let go of, you know, not only physical, emotional, and mental density as well to prepare ourselves for the new beginnings of 2008. But, you know, one of the areas that the Master shared with me is that in 2008, we will go through a major shift somewhere around March, April area of this year, along with we will see a lot of hidden things that have been hidden behind closed doors or stuck way in a closet somewhere that's gathered cobwebs, so to speak. And those untruths will be exposed this year. Would you like to share your thoughts with that as well?
And it will. It's time that it came out and did what it needed to be done, and it's to be shown. And when we face things, we both know that as our fears come to us and they grow in intensity, and it's mostly from the untruths that have been around us for so long, that when we face them, the light comes to us, there's no longer there. There's no place for it to hide, no place for it to be in our minds that way. The light will shine, and it will shine from each and every person in this world.
I agree. And, you know, it's amazing because as I embarked on 2008, I could feel this excitement just growing within myself. It was like, you know, every time I turned a corner, there was an exciting explosion taking place with great opportunities that are coming to all of us, every one of us worldwide. So, you know, it's important for all of us to, you know, keep a sharp eye and stay very tuned in to those wonderful opportunities that will be given to all of us. I know I'm very excited, and I've got a lot of great things that are going to be unfolded in 2008 just on the radio show.
Everything's going to come together, and it's just going to be like a big, wonderful present that we're going to start pulling and tugging on the ribbons. And as we pull and tug on the ribbons, we're going to feel it even more, and the anticipation is going to grow. And when we finally get to where we need to be, it's going to know, we're all going to know that it's always been there. It's always been inside each and every one of us.
Yes. You know, one of the strongest messages that I had received as well was, is that it was time for all of us to really stand side by side in support of each other, and also to really embrace and claim our own personal empowerment. You know, and I've shared throughout the years during my broadcast that knowledge is our personal empowerment. And so would you like to share your thoughts with that as well?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, Leilani?
Absolutely. You know, the Masters have shared with me that this year, the importance of each of us really standing together in support of each other is to roll up our sleeves and say yes to all, to our sisters and brothers worldwide, regardless of our beliefs, culture, or religion that we all may be embracing on a personal level.
Oh, yes, exactly. And that's why I said a while ago, it's about our energies coming together as one, and our lights are coming from inside, and we will shine forth. And it's just going to be such an intense, beautiful sight. And it's going to change things in the world, you know. People have been wanting a lot more peace and calm in their lives. And if we bring it to each and every one of us, ourselves, it's remarkable how it's going to feel and be with others. It will make such a change in everyone's life. It's going to be like a domino effect. And everything will start to fall into place.
Ooh, so sweet. I can actually feel that.
It's going to be remarkable. It's going to be, we will, this world, as this universe, will shine so bright and make such a difference. 2008 is the year that was meant to be.
Well, I know when I have shared, you know, in communication with the Ascended Masters, you know, one of the greatest messages that I found was very profound is how we all, consciously or unconsciously, have really created a ripple effect throughout our, on our planet here. And, you know, you and I both see the amazing connections that we're all making worldwide. And, I mean, you've got to love the Internet for this, you know?
Exactly. The Internet has brought a lot of people together, and we both know how that feels.
Yes.
If it wasn't for the Internet, you and I wouldn't be here, and none of the people that's in that room would be there.
I know. Well, I know I've created quite a few really, really great things for 2008, and I know on a personal level I've had quite a few opportunities that have come my way, but you know what? Let's you and I get started on giving out messages. So I thought maybe, would you like to start off with me on sharing Spirit's messages of what will unfold for me this year?
Certainly. I would love to be able to do that for you. I do know that there's a lot of opportunities being open to you. There will be so many that eventually you're going to have to sit there and go, oh, my gosh, now what am I going to do? But you will make that decision, and it will be the best decision that you can do, and it's going to be for you because Spirit will never lead you wrong. And you and I both know when we ask the Masters and we ask our angels and we ask our guides, where do I need to be? What do I need to do? We open our hearts, honey, and it is there. And that's what you're going to be doing this time. The first 3 months are going to be so frustrating for you, though. you're going to feel like that you're climbing up a mountain, and you're not, okay. But it's going to feel that way. And then all of a sudden, it's just going to be like spring comes. The snow starts to melt. The mountain is no longer there, Leilani.
Oh, my. So this is the excitement that I really feel that's growing inside of me and exploding externally as well, isn't it?
It is, and it's been there, and like I said, this is what 2008 is all about. It's all about that. And
not just for me, but for everyone.
For many, many of us, it's kind of like I said, it's been building there. And we built this mountain, and we've got all of these fears and these what ifs and what if I didn't do that and whatever. And you've been feeling this for quite a while. And now it's time. It's just like the volcano, honey, that comes from your motherland, and it's just going to erupt. And it's going to be gone. And everything's going to be glorious.
Well, I know one of my personal endeavors as well is to be in support of all my sisters and brothers, not just through radio. You know, I find it to be a very powerful medium is, you know, to be on radio, to reach out to my sisters and brothers worldwide and to bring forth knowledge that they may find that will assist them in their own personal growth and journey as well. But it's also very nice that as I grow, that they grow with me. As I support them, they are supporting me as well. And it's just wonderful and refreshing for me to see how many people gather together and share their thoughts that really help to assist all of our dreams. And so, and as you know, personally, you've known this and experienced this in Pal Talk. Share with our listeners tonight the names of your rooms in Pal Talk and tell them a little bit about Pal Talk, if you would.
Certainly. Pal Talk is a chat engine, just like Yahoo used to be. And, of course, Yahoo's not there anymore. That's doing very good. There's several good ones. But Pal Talk, I have to tell you, it's like a small community. It's a very small world. We come from all over the universe. There's, you know, we've got Canadians. We've got Australians. We've got a lot of the UK people. Everybody comes together, and we all learn from one another. We all learn, and it's nice that way. And, you know, I co-own a couple of rooms. So I co-own a room, and then I have another room that's all mine. And I do want you girls to know how much I appreciate you having my room open tonight, and they're broadcasting live, Leilani. So they've really worked hard to get there and get it all done, and they are, you know, they're broadcasting it live. Pile Talk gives us all a chance to not only make friends and be together, but it gives us a chance to come together and help many that we could never reach. And they help me, and I help them. I can't imagine what this life would be like if we didn't have a place that was good and safe we can go to. Such is what we have here in Pile Talk.
Yes, yes. Very talented, gifted individuals, and I have met so many of them, and I know personally my life has been very enriched by all of them. And you know, it's interesting because I always feel that I'm just learning, and I learn so much from all of them. It's just amazing, and thank you for sharing that with all the listeners this evening, because it is a great gathering place of people from all over the world. You know, I've met people from Ireland and Japan and Korea. I mean, just everywhere you can imagine, even places I didn't know that existed on this planet. And they're all so talented. It's just wonderful. I know that one of the rooms in Pal Talk was sharing with me, one of the owners of the room said that with over 500 people that came in just to listen to the broadcast. Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing, and I know between the three rooms that we had open that day, we had probably a combination of somewhere this is a guess because I know we had 300 to 400 come through my room alone. And then what Sharon had through that room, I would say we probably reached at least 1,000 people.
Yes.
At least.
Wow. That just gets you all excited, doesn't it?
And we do this with the Internet, and this is what makes it all so wonderful.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I've watched Internet radio become a giant. And, you know, if you sat and just thought about it for just a moment, you're able to reach people from all over the world. I mean, you can't get any better than that, you know, to be able to communicate. And it's so wonderful because I share with my personal friends, you know, I could travel anywhere on this planet and I would know someone there. And that's huge.
It is. And where else can we do that from? We all know good and well that we can go, and you know, this is true. We can go to the grocery store in London, and somebody's going to hear our voice and go, oh my gosh, that's Leilani.
That's so true.
I've had it happen to me. And they'll go, oh my gosh, that's Emmy. And I'm going, oh my God, who's here? Not in London, but certainly I've been places to where that I never thought anybody would know who I was.
So let me ask you this, if I may, Elizabeth Rose, because you did share with me the first 3 months, I'm going to feel like I was climbing a mountain, but yet, you know, it really wasn't a mountain there once the snow melted and that type of thing. You know, it's really interesting that you have said that, because I'm starting to see a lot of opportunities that have been coming my way, and I can see things really gearing up. But one of the questions I had for you was around March and April area. Could you share any of your messages in that area? Oh, that time period for me.
Okay, Leilani, let's say the middle of the year for you, things will begin to settle down. Like I said, you're going to realize that you have been making movement, and it's just like a circle also. I love the circles. If we think in terms of circles, and that's my Native American background coming through, is that when we do that, everything goes around and it comes around, and eventually we make it there. You start to relax, honey. You start to realize how good things are coming. You're making your own decisions at that point. I look for great things to happen. I look for you to end up doing so much with other people that you're going to be looking at yourself inside and thinking, yes, I have no reason to doubt myself. There's no reason for any of us to. And it's going to come together for you wonderfully. I think you're going to have a new profession, by the way. I think you're going to branch out into something totally different that you haven't ever done before. And I think it's going to come to fruition the last 6 months of this year.
So you wouldn't be interested in giving me a little hint of what that might be? And real quick, before we get any further, Elizabeth, before you answer that question, I'm trying to, because we've got callers that are trying to call in, and so I've let BBS Radio know, so pardon me. I want to make sure that our callers are able to call into the show, and I just want you all to know that BBS Radio is indeed working on the lines as we speak, so just please be patient, and I will keep you guys all posted. If you would, Elizabeth Rose, I didn't mean to interject there.
No, not at all. I think it's going to be dealing with people. I think it's going to be something that you've not done before that you thought that you couldn't do, but you're going to see everything in a different light, and you're going to branch out just like the tree. The roots have gone deep, honey, and you've been, you know, this tree's been planted many, many years ago. And even many lifetimes ago, so it's now time for it to come together. And as the branches reach out and you reach out, you realize that you've had that ability and it's been there. I think it's going to certainly be something that will come from, it's going to be dealing with people in a way that you've never dealt with them before. You're going to look at yourself, like I said, with such confidence, and it's just going to come from beneath. those roots will entwine and go deeper, and your arms will reach out. I also want to tell you something. I see a new relationship in your life by the end of 2008. It's just like it's blinding me right there. Like, look at me, the star up above, you know. And there's Lilani, and I see a new relationship coming. And this new relationship is going to be one that will surprise you.
Oh, my.
It's going to be a surprise.
Okay, so, that's exciting. I would really, really look forward to that. But we do have a caller on the line. I'd like to welcome our caller. Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
This is Donna Lee from Houston, Texas.
Well, welcome to the show. How exciting.
Thank you. It's exciting for me to be here, too.
How may we be of service to you this evening?
Well, I was wondering if Elizabeth Rose has any insight for me into my spiritual development for this year. I'm really concerned about finances and spiritual development and how that may unfold. I feel like I'm on the brink of something new, but I'm not sure what.
There's been something, honey, if I can interrupt here, there's been something that you've been thinking about doing, and you've not taken that first step, and you need to take that first step, that's going to help you with finances and the whole thing for the whole year. It's something you've given a lot of thought to, and you kind of thought about it for a while, and then the next thing you know, you kind of stuff it like under your pillow, okay? You're stuffing it under your pillow, and you think, well, I'll think about that some more. And the next thing you know, you forget about it, and it's not there. And then you realize that you're in this place to where that, you know, if you don't do something, how are things going to change? You know, it's all up to you, and you know that. It's all up to you.
Yes, I have an idea. I know what you're talking about, and I appreciate that very much.
I think that it's going to be really great for you. It's going to be good.
Well, you know, I sense that there's something good right around the corner in trying to figure out what steps to take to get it there has been my bugaboo.
Okay. I can tell you that once you do let this thing go and you start taking those steps, it's going to be like I was talking about earlier for so many of us, this domino effect. One thing's going to fall into place into the other.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
May I interject here for just a moment, please? Have you been also thinking about changing or shifting your career this year?
Yes, I have. I had to quit my career about 10 years ago due to disability, and I've been thinking about how to recoup that and basically start over.
Okay, this is what I'd like to share with you. Go get it, because it is sitting there waiting for you. It's going to be a job that you've always dreamt about. You're going to be very excited. The money's going to come with it. You're going to excel very quickly in this job that you're going to connect with. It's also going to take you into directions that you may not have necessarily thought of. And it will be a pleasant surprise for you as well. So I'd like to really invite and encourage you to go get it. Go get it, girl. Another thing the Masters would like to share with you very quickly is that they're asking you to spread your wings and fly. You've got the green light, so whatever your heart is indeed desiring, it will be yours for the taking this year.
Well, that sounds great. I'm excited about hearing that. So thank you very much. All I need to do is put it into action, huh?
Yes. Yes, you do. You need to really get excited about life, about you and passion. And another thing, too, is I'd like for you to get up a little bit earlier in the morning for some reason and to spend more still time, if you would. Commune with your own self and with the angels and with the Master. So I will leave you with that and bless you.
Thank you, and my blessings to both of you.
Have a great, great 2008.
Thank you for calling in, dear.
Thank you, Elizabeth Rose. You too.
I'd like to invite our next caller onto the show. Would you please give us your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Hey, this is Lyndall in Hampton, Virginia.
Wow, welcome to the show.
I'm calling in for to be moral support, spiritual support for Beth and Jasmine, and I like your show. You guys sound great. Beth, I'm feeling a certain insurgence of energy in my musical life. You know, I'm a musical artist. And I'm kind of curious to what you might see for 2008, if anything at all. You know, there's a transition going on in my life right now with my artistic life, with my musical life, from the old to the new. And the transition is pretty much based on the red road that I'm walking on. And I'm wondering if you have any insight into where Creator may be taking me in this year, as to how many lives I may be touching with this, or should I be quiet? What are your thoughts?
Well, Lyndall, I can certainly let you know that when you spoke of the old letting go with the new, it's not new at all. What you're pulling with you is certainly, how do I want to put this? Creator has always been there with you. You've known that. But what you're carrying with you, honey, is the simple fact that all this that is coming into your life has been there before, okay? So it's not new. It's
right.
Not even new for you. It's always been deep inside of you, and you know that.
Yeah,
I see you doing much more with your music this year. I think that you're going to be asked to join other singers and other players, playing your instrument. It's going to come together and be wonderful for you. You're branching it out into things that you've not normally done. You're doing things with your music that you haven't done before, and it's new to you, but it's been there, okay? I feel like that. It's almost like an urgency that you, there's a song in your head. That's it. There's a song in your head, and it has to come out. It has to come out.
I agree. It is there, but maybe it's not new. Maybe it's a combination of the new and the old, but it seems to be strengthening. We are doing a collaboration. We're going to put out a CD in the spring. That's our goal. Another one, a collaboration between three artists, and these artists have been huge instruments in my life, as I have been in theirs. And the music that we're creating is absolutely beautiful. It's gorgeous, and it comes from a different level that I've never experienced before. Other musicians may have, but I haven't. And on my playing field, I'm feeling like okay. How far do I go with this? Because actually, we can take what we're creating. We can go on a pretty large scale with it because of the internet and because of other avenues. But there are times where you think, all right, should I be quiet or should I speak? Because there's a time to speak and there's a time not to speak. Yeah, I think you know what I'm saying.
Yes. I agree with that. May I share Elizabeth Rose?
Sure.
By all means, do it.
Oh, it's really interesting. What they're sharing with me to share with you is that the sky is indeed the sky is the limit. Not only just in our own universe, but many, many other universes. And one of the things that they wanted to really share with you as well is that when you play your music, you're creating this wonderful healing ripple effect, pardon me, throughout the planet, and it ripples out into other universes as well.
Oh, I've seen that, Jasmine. I've seen it so many times.
Yes, and I also see the colors that are also connected with those notes as well. And so knowing that the sky is your limit, you are the only one that is holding yourself back in some sense, because they're telling me that you have been doing that. But this year, you're going to find that you're going to go to new heights. You're going to end up creating in areas that you also never thought you would have even considered. I also see a lot of TV for you. I also see you doing traveling and being asked to participate in events, speaking engagements, those types of things as well. So it's really time for you as well to get moving, spread those wings and fly.
You're talking to a man at, that has been in a cocoon for a long time.
I know.
If I do that, sweetie, if I do that, it will be a miracle. You can ask my wife. My private life is pretty important to me, but my public life, as far as the musical world that the Creator has me in, is a whole different venue, avenue. But I'm feeling, like I said, I'm feeling a really strong insurgent energy, if that's the right word, to push forward and keep this thing rolling. And not to lay back on it. So you guys are confirming.
Well,
you guys are confirming what I think I've already heard.
Well, and it's important for you to do so, because always keep in mind, as you play your music, you are not only healing Mother Earth and the ley lines. This goes beyond our own universe, and you're touching unconsciously a lot of people that aren't even aware of you at this very moment. You are indeed sending out those vibrations of healing. So you have a big task ahead of you, but you will find that balance for your personal life along with your work you're doing as well. So I'll leave you with that.
Thank you, sweetheart. I appreciate that. Good to hear you guys tonight.
Thank you, Linda, for calling in. Love and light. And take care and big hugs, honey.
All right. Bye-bye.
Then bless you. This is exciting, Elizabeth Rose. Please share with all our listeners this tonight your website information, because I know that you do a lot of wonderful and beautiful work, and I've seen you in action. So if you would share that.
Sure, I can do that. That's not a problem. My website is www.angelspiritualparadise.com/emeraldlioness, and you can reach me there, or you can always reach me at my cell number at 602-512-5337, or you can catch me on PAL as Emerald Lioness, and I'm always available. I do some other sites that I do readings for. Our Spiritual Connection is one, and I've been doing them professional for some time now. But I always love just being here with everybody. I love doing the shows. I love Lalani. I love each and every one of you. I do meditations in my own room every time, every night I can, that I'm around in Duke's. And that is, you know, that is my other room that I co-own. And I always end all of my meditations with, I love each and every one of you, and that's exactly the way I feel. I do. I just love it. I couldn't do that, and I couldn't be here if it wasn't for each and every one of you that are there with me.
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's really interesting. I'd like to share with the listeners that are tuned in this evening to the show. It has been such an honor for Elizabeth Rose and myself to be back again with each and every one of you. We have truly missed all of you worldwide, and I know that you as well, Elizabeth, feel as passionate about people as I do. And I'd like to invite all the listeners this evening. I have a wealth of information about Elizabeth Rose and the work that she does, and I'd like to invite each of you to go and explore this wonderful information about Elizabeth Rose on my show page. And for all the listeners in PAL Talk, I also have Elizabeth Rose information posted along with her website. And let me give that information to all of you once again, and that is angelspiritualparadise.com/emeraldlinus.htm. Her contact number is area code 602-512-5337. And I know that once you make this wonderful connection with Elizabeth Rose, that each of you will feel as I do with each of her, about her as I do, because it's been a real honor to have really gotten to work with Elizabeth. But I would actually like to bless you with a message, if I may. What do you think, Elizabeth Rose?
I think that would be absolutely fantastic.
Well, okay. The Masters want you to know that your time has arrived. You're going to go to great places in 2008. They want you to know that you definitely have the green light. And a lot of the moments of contemplating, you know, your dreams, or asking in prayer has indeed been answered, because you've done that quite a bit of time. And yes, you are being noticed for who you are. I also want to share with you as well that you're going to be producing some of your own CDs. You are going to go actually worldwide. So now I'm going to have to probably make a schedule with you just to have you come back onto the show with us, because you're going to go to great places. I'd also like to express to you is to do a spiritual resume. You're going to definitely need one, because a lot of people are going to want to know a lot about you, Elizabeth Rose. You're going to be actually doing some traveling as well, some speaking engagements throughout 2008. So get ready, because you're going to be quite a very busy young lady as well.
Oh, that's very exciting. You don't know how exciting that is. And what's funny, what you said, those other CDs, I did have somebody recently come to me and talk to me about doing CDs, that, you know, and helping me with the sound booth and getting it set up and doing those. So that's so exciting that you should pick up on that. Wow. Thank you, Leilani.
Well, and another thing, too, that I'd actually like to share with you is you're going to actually produce your own music as well. You're actually going to hold the copyrights to them. And so later on, you and I can talk about that even a little bit further. But you're also going to be designing, I'm not sure exactly if it's like a clothesline or it's just a product, that, you know, the Masters have actually given you this information. So you're going to bring that and anchor it right here in the physical area. So you definitely want to get on top of that as well. Would you like to give me some feedback on that comment, by the way?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know what to say. I'm like, woo. I really don't know how. Well, you know what? I would love to be able to do that. I have a way of style. I could put things together in clothing that most people would look at and go, oh, my God, it'd never work if you heard somebody say that. But they've looked at it and seen me wear it, and they've been amazed that things work. So, you know, that's a thought that I've had in my mind for quite some time, is to get involved with some kind of a clothing fashion type thing. And I love being, that's one of my little secret desires. And I don't think any of you have ever heard me say anything like that before, but it is one of my secret desires, Leilani, and you picked up on it.
You will bring that to life in 2008, and it will naturally flow into 2009. You know, I have to say as well, is if you choose, you would actually be able to own your own storefronts. And I mean, you know, the real building where, you know, people come there to purchase, and not just that, but also online. But one of the things I can say to you about the designs that you will be putting out for all of us is it will be more organic, It will be simple lines, but it will be extremely functional and very chic all at the same time, and you'll be able to pull that off very nicely. And another thing that they want would like for me to share with you as well is it's going to fit in very nicely. I don't necessarily like to use the word new order of where, you know, where all of us are going, but you're going to find your designs are going to be geared towards the way we will be dressing in the very near future is what I'd like to say. Ooh, I love it.
And that's very exciting. You know, we don't realize how much we do need to be more careful about things and what we have and what we do. And it's really important. And in our clothing, it's even going to be more important. And I hope that I can make it exciting for everybody. And that's what I want to do. I mean, it just gives me shivers when you said that. And I'm like, ooh, it's what I want to do. So I got a lot of work in front of me in 2008. And you've really opened up my thoughts a lot. Woo.
Well, and it's going to happen, you know. Well, as long as you allow it to happen, you know how that works as well. But this is areas that was meant for you to unfold. This is part of the agreement that you had prior to coming here. And I also have to say that if you think that you're carrying a high vibration at this very moment, you hadn't seen nothing yet, girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
I'm on a roll tonight, aren't I?
I'm telling you, we both, well, I can't say enough about the year that you're going to have, honey. It's been like a flower for you. I love using roses as an example. And when I came here to Arizona to the desert, they told me that my first trip here, which will be 3 years and a few weeks, and they told me then, they said, in fact, they call me Rosebud, okay? They called me Rosebud. And the reason they call me Rosebud is because they said that I was just, they could feel me starting to unfold and to bloom. And I think each breath that I take, it just makes it even more so. And I think we all have that ability to let ourselves blossom inside if we just allow it. And it's called manifesting it. And I think we will all do that.
Yes.
And yes, Earth Warrior, I do think that we will all be rising in our vibrational frequency. How can it not?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be quite amazing because I'd say by February, because you carry a high vibration already. So I'm going to have to go get me a good pair of sunglasses so I can hang out with you.
Now you're going to get me laughing. And
I love having fun on the show.
It's not me, honey. It's not me at all. It's the forces of the universe and the energy that's around us. And we all feed into it. And each and every one of us is going to shine so bright, it's not going to be funny this year. It's just going to be a wonderful, wonderful year for all of us. And if we just, like I said, sit down and take our nice deep breaths and let ourselves relax, our lights are there. They're waiting to come out. They want to shine. Every one of you, they want to shine.
Yes. I'd like to take this opportunity to encourage all the listeners this evening to explore my show page. I have a wealth of information posted about Elizabeth Rose. Her contact number is area code 602-512-5337. Her website is www.angelswithanSspiritualParadise.com/emeraldlinus.htm. And for all the listeners in Pal Talk, I have Elizabeth Rose's website posted for your convenience. I'd like to invite you all to go and explore this wonderful, wonderful sister that we have here that is so giving to all of us. And I'm going to be keeping a sharp eye on you, young lady, this year, because you're going to great, great heights. And it's a real honor to be with you.
Thank you very, very much, Lalani. You don't know how wonderful that makes me feel right now. It's been a rough last 6 months for me in 2007. And all of a sudden, it's just been like things have just let go, and I've just, I felt like spring came early for me. And we know that spring comes early for us here in the desert, certainly compared to what it does for the others in the rest of the world. And I feel very, very blessed, and it's just made me want to just share and smile and hold people and go, look, it's coming, and it's all right. We're going to handle this very, very well. And there's a question in the room that I was wanting to answer. That is there any physical signals to let us know what's happening? Honey, you're going to know. You're going to feel it. It's not even a part of the fact that something's going to happen. There is a symptom that I think you might feel. It's going to be like an anxiety feeling at first, and it's going to just kind of seem like it's there, and it's just, like a pesky mosquito, okay? Like a pesky mosquito, and it's just going to buzz in your ear and right on your skin, and you're going to swat at it, and it's going to, you know, it's just going to bother you. And then all of a sudden, it's just going to be like a light bulb went on, and you're going to know, Earth Warrior. You're going to know, honey. It's going to be fantastic. I want you to know that. And Aunt Belle's right. We're all going to be vibrating to our own vibrational frequency. It's going to be a wonderful world for all of us if we can just let ourselves, let that come in and open ourselves up and let it go. It's going to be great.
I agree with you, and thank you for the question, Earth Warrior. What a great question, you know. And that's what is such the beauty of each and every one of us. We're very special and unique in our own right as individuals. And, you know, it's really interesting is that each of us have a task in front of us. I do know that we all have gone through many shifts, changes in 2007, and we've done the work. It doesn't mean that we don't have more healing, more shifting, because we will always evolve to higher levels of vibrations. With that said, keep in mind that this is a new beginning, 2008. A lot of our dreams, our hopes and desires will indeed be rewarded to all of us. And I do know that the Masters have shared with us that it's job well done. They understand that the challenges that we had placed before us in 2007, and I just want to really honor all of you for that. Now, we do have another question. We have a hand that has been raised, and so I'm going to go ahead and ask that loving and yours, please go ahead and post your question in the room, and I will read that right here in the room for you. Can you believe we're getting close to having to say goodbye to all the listeners? Isn't that amazing? Okay, I'm still waiting for the... I'm still waiting for the question to be posted, so if you would just... they're asking if they can type in their date of birth. What do you think?
That's fine. If she could type in the question, and I'll certainly do my best to answer it. If she wants to give me her date of birth, that's fine, but I certainly do not need it, loving, so that you know that, okay?
Okay, we'll have to make it quick because I just got a message.
Our time's running short. It sure is.
Yes, it is. I've only got 5 minutes left, and I have to even say goodbye to everyone first. And so maybe we can assist you and be of service to you after the show. I will keep the rooms open for open discussion if you would like to come in there, or we'll come and see you. But, you know, it's just been really exciting. And thank you all for making such a great, successful launching off for 2008. It's just been so exciting for me to be back with each and every one of you. And I'm really looking forward to watching all of you with huge smiles, hearts exploding with joy, to observe all the wonderful opportunities that all of you will have this year, to really express your gifts, your empowerment. Would you like to add to that real quick, Elizabeth Rose?
Certainly. I don't think we're going to get that question in from the other room. She seems a bit preoccupied. Perhaps I can go in there later on and answer it for her after we get done. I think that this, it's the calm before the storm. Everything just glides along. I love to use the ocean as an example, the waves that build, and as they come in and they wash over us. Everything's just going to kind of wash away from us, the bad and the stuff we don't need, if we just allow it. We can sit there and manifest so much in our lives now. We know that our minds are the most powerful tool that we all have and exist.
Thank you, Elizabeth Rose. I want to personally thank my guest this evening, Elizabeth Rose. It's been a real honor. And thank you so much for launching off my first show for 2008. I've missed all of you. Remember that you are the great, mighty I Am presence. You are the empowerment in your worlds. And remember to always love yourselves. Stand side by side with your sisters and brothers worldwide. I'd like to bless each and every one of you. May God bless you all. Good night to all.
Good night, everybody. Have a blessed evening, and I'm sure that we'll meet again.